And David, calling us from Exeter, is that right, David?
Yes, hello, yes. I love listening to your radio.
Why are you not listening to your English radio stations?
Oh, I listen to them as well, but I like you because you're very forthright, and when people are, you know, express a viewpoint that's sort of interesting, you tackle it. I'm going to be offensive now to you guys in Northern Ireland, but basically, to us all over here in England, you're fighting over a little small patch of land. You all sound the same. Sound a bit silly, to be honest with you.
What are you talking about?
Well, basically, it's only a small country, and there's only a small population, and economically, it's sort of deprived. So, to us in England, it really looks a little bit silly. But that doesn't mean there aren't wrong things.
Sorry, what looks silly?
The fact that you guys are fighting over this piece of land, which that's not meant to be offensive. It just sounds offensive.
Are you proud to be British?
Am I proud to be British? Yes, I am.
People here in Northern Ireland who are unionists, they're not allowed to be proud to be British now, are they not? They're not allowed to fight to remain within the United Kingdom, or you call them deprived or whatever other adjectives you've used?
They're not in the United Kingdom. They're over there. They're over on Ireland. It's like
they're not in the United Kingdom.
It's a technicality. I mean,
it's no more technicality that Northern Ireland's part of the United Kingdom than it is that England is part of the United Kingdom. You're no more British than someone in this country's British.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Like
it's not a technicality then, is it?
If you were born in France, you'd still be Irish, wouldn't you, or Northern Irish, because it depends how you're brought up and how you live. But you can't unlearn certain things. If you raise a baby to be French, you can't take that away. There are certain things that can't be taken away. There's certain things that are cool. And when you decide to disagree, you're always going to opt for that. At some point, people need to stop and say, right, we don't like the other side. Let's deal with it. How can it be? The reason why those people sang the anthem is because they hate each other. What's wrong with that? It's better that people admit that they hate each other than trying to agree things on the basis that, you know, they hate each other. Good. Now we can solve the problem. But instead, people are asking to apologise, and people are saying, like, it was a front. They'd have done anything. They'd have slapped each other in the face if they could. They hate each other. And we need to find ways to disagree agreeably. And we also need to find, if we're going to look at each other, we need to not look at things that makes us different, things that makes us the same. Yeah, okay. You know, you hate each other, fine. But you can. There are ways.
I also would challenge these sweeping statements from you. Have you ever been to Northern Ireland?
I knocked about with a Northern Irish girl once, but about it.
Bully for you.
I can't imagine your situation.
We don't hate each other for a start.
Well, why did they sang the anthem?
So we don't hate each other. You know, this we don't hate each other. Actually, the vast majority, David, of people in Northern Ireland get on with each other, work with each other, play with each other, knock about, as you put it, with each other. We don't hate each other. The problem is with people like you who live in England, the only story that you see on the national news are stories about us hitting each other.
No, I didn't mean you hating each other in general. I meant the legislative, the group of people that sang that song.
Even sure they do hate each other, to be honest. If you think of all the politicians up in the executive, well, there are many parties up in the executive in talks at the moment, David, who are working pretty damn hard to try to find a way of continuing to work with each other.
That doesn't hold with logic. You're a person. I'm a person. You have feelings and basic. You've met people. These people aren't elite people. They're just ordinary people. A lot of them are just office type people. And so actually, they're not hugely representative of the society, actually. And these people can hate each other. And it's better that they admit that. Because why did they sing that song? They sang that song because it was born of hate. They hate each other.
The national anthem is not born of hatred, David.
No. The reason why they sang that anthem song, okay, if someone drives past you in a really nice car and you haven't got a car, you might get a bit jealous. But if you've got the same make and model, you'd be like, oh yeah, it's another Mercedes or something. It's to do with people having differences that are not resolved. And these people obviously feel aggrieved in some way. You look at, you know, looking at their actions is why they've done that. And to just pretend, it's naive to say they don't.
So what is your perspective as you look into Northern Ireland? What is your perspective? What way do you see Northern Ireland?
What would I see Northern Ireland? Once you acknowledge that you hate each other, and once you acknowledge that hating is wrong, then you can do something about it.
You're doing it again. We don't hate each other.
Yeah, but the political factions do.
No, they don't.
Well, they were at war with each other at one point, and they just sang that anthem. I'm saying that they sang the anthem because they dislike each other intensely, and they're trying to embarrass each other and stuff. If they were, you know, to be honest with you, you wouldn't get offended if you didn't dislike the other person. If your friend makes a joke about you, you don't mind. But if it's some random stranger, you'd be like, who the hell's that? Because he's different from you. And it's the same with these guys. If you can reduce the differences somehow, first of all, you've got to acknowledge that you've got them. And then secondly, you've got to acknowledge that logic.
Mm. There are quite a few people talking about you this morning. You've certainly wound them up. Stay there, David. Shirt and cold rain will come back to you, Mr. Exeter.
Oh, no.
Mr. Exeter.
I don't mean it offensively.
Well, just you stay there. In fact, here's Jim Wilson to speak to you. Good morning to you, Jim.
Stephen.
Say good morning to Mr. Exeter here.
Mr. Exeter, with the greatest respect to yourself.
Morning.
I think you need to read the history of the sacrifice that this country done for the United Kingdom and Great Britain. And when you read that, come back and tell me about this wee piece of land here. Our people sacrificed a lot for the United Kingdom and for Britain. No, let me finish. You're a good speaker. So you let me finish. You read your history books, and then you come back and you tell me that we shouldn't be part of the United Kingdom, or we don't have a right to be part of the United Kingdom, or that we're fighting over something. This wee piece of land is our country, and it's something we love dearly, and our people have sacrificed their lives. So you show a little bit of respect for the people that are British that live in this country. Never mind the stuff that goes on there and stuff that happens that is stupid and silly sometimes, but at the end of the day, at least show a little respect. Our brothers live in England, so have, and the friends, and when they tell them the history of this country, they can't believe it sometimes. So show us some respect and stop getting on like an absolute clampet.
I'd like to respond to this. First of all, history doesn't dictate the future necessarily. We've had terrible periods of history. We've had slavery. We've had the Black Death. We've had tyrants ruling our country. Actually, it would look to the future, not...
And you know, had Hitler running the country, if it hadn't been for the people of the United Kingdom facing them down. So think about that as well. All the people, not just England.
Sorry,
all the people of the United Kingdom.
Say that again.
You would have had Hitler running this country and all over. If the Nazis had taken over Europe, if it hadn't been for the British people, not the English people, the British people who fought along the Americans, Australians,
Indians, all
races.
Good people. We want good people. I don't care if you're British, French, German or whatever. Just be good to each other. Decide to be good and decide to not.
Well, then, why don't you be good to the unionist people here who want to stay part of the United Kingdom and stop...
Yeah, just be good, do whatever, but don't make a big deal out
of it. Well, no, you are. You are, because you're designating us as something completely different than what we are.
I'm over here and have a look and see
what there is. And the people, the British people here, they feel more British than some people in England.
Yeah, and there are people here that feel very Irish as well, Jim, and you've got to acknowledge that.
Yes, and I understand, Stephen, I understand that. I didn't as a kid.
It's a piece of land. It doesn't matter. Britishness, you're basically being, we're all part of the world. We're all human.
So you would give your piece of land up to ISIS then, no problem. You would hand over the ISIS, would you? If it's only a piece of land, you wouldn't mind ISIS coming over and taking over part of the United Kingdom. You want to be ridiculous what you are being at the moment.
I want everyone to be good and respect basic humanity, and I want the world to open up, and I want people to realise that these issues in the long run, in 1,000 years, do you think they're still going to be talking about this? So you might as well
start living the real world, then we'll all maybe get on better with each other, because you're not living in the real world. There's people out there, no matter whether ethnics or whatever it may be, that hate each other.
It's as simple as that.
There's hatred all over the world.
Every year the society gets better. Every year our technology increases. Lifespans are increasing. It is getting better.
Tell that to the children. Tell that to the children in Africa. Tell that to the children who are dying because they're refugees all over the world. So don't be sitting preaching to me about what's right and what's wrong, because at the end of the day, what you're doing, you're attacking my community. You're attacking the British people in this country.
Una wants to...
You should not be attacking these people. You should understand what's going on in this country.
I think Una wants to talk to Mr. Exeter as well. Go on, Una.
Hello. Yeah, I just want to say, whatever kind of Irish person or Northern Irish person or British person you are living in Northern Ireland, I would rather have any of you than this at it from Exeter.
Well, now, hold on. Let's be kind. Let's not start to get into personal abuse. Why don't you say good morning, Mr. Exeter?
Good morning, Mr. Exeter. Do you understand?
Morning, hello.
You have made a sweeping statement that we hate each other.
Now, the people that gave the anthem, they did it. It was born of hatred and dislike.
No.
Dislike for each other, wasn't it? They didn't do it because they wanted to.
No, you said we.
Well.
You said we hate each other. They over there. That's us. That's me. That's
no,
my neighbour next
political door. Political people in the.
Well,
in
then
that.
You should, if you meant something else, you should think before you speak. You should engage your brain before you open your mouth. And do you know something? This country has had more problems from ignorant people like you in England sticking your nose in and winding us up. Let me finish. When you have no clue what you're talking about. And I would rather have an Irishman... Be quiet. I'd rather have an Irishman or an Ulsterman or a person who's British from Northern Ireland any day of the week, whatever their persuasion, than listen to someone like you.
Tell you what, I know who
no
wears the trousers
idea.
In your house.
We'd have no human rights. We'd have, you know, people wouldn't be allowed to have their choice of sexual orientation. If you just keep everything the way... Yeah, no, I'm doing what you're doing, actually. You're just
what
implying...
Rubbish.
Hold on, we've got to let him respond. Go on, Mr. Exeter.
You're implying massive things that I didn't say, but also, actually, everyone should just be good and, you know... That's it, isn't it? That's
what
a good
that
message,
mean?
Isn't it?
What does that mean?
Savages, do you?
What does that mean, people should be good?
Stephen,
what does that
respond?
Mean?
Can I respond?
Defend each other, aren't they? With
so,
that anthem?
So, hold on. I want to understand what he means. Do you think the anthem should have been sung?
Do I think... I think if they can sing it if they want, I wouldn't get offended by it. I don't care. People should stop caring so much about it. And then these people could... It doesn't matter what they do, does it?
Stay there, Una. Colin in Portadown, you support... Actually, his name is David, but I've labelled him Mr. Exeter this morning. Go on, Colin.
Yes, you know, I think by calling him Mr. Exeter is a little insulting. So, David, I feel David has a point. And if we think back here to what happened between Gregory Campbell and the Cultural Minister, Karen McQuillan, over the Irish language debate in the House, if they weren't hating each other during that exchange of views, I'm a Dutchman. So David has a point.
Here's George in the Shankill. Good morning, George.
Morning, David. Stephen, I'm going to talk to David there, if I can.
Mr. Exeter, go ahead.
David, you said it's born out of hatred. I mean, I certainly have disagreements with nationalist people here in Northern Ireland all the time, but hatred's too strong a word you're using. That was at Stormont. That was the seat of power yesterday. I mean, would you say the Tories and the Labour hate each other? You know, I mean, would you go to Holland and Geert Wilders and his party with the opponents over there? Do they hate each other? It's political debate and it's political disagreement. And you're talking about hate and trouble. You want to look at England, and each and every week the EDL and the anti-fascists fighting in the streets of major English cities. At least we'll have our troubles here still, but we don't have that and on the centre of Belfast on a weekly basis as you do in Manchester, London, Bristol. You can go all around the mainland there and talk about it. That's hatred. So it is. You mean?
Listen.
If I was going to go on to a talk show in England, I would know what I was talking about first. So it was hatred.
Well, I know hatred when I see it. I know hatred when I see it. Yeah, I know people trying to embarrass each other when I see it, and I also
which is political. It happens in the mother of all parliaments at Westminster. It happens in the Dáil down south. It happens all over the world. It's political disagreement.
I think we need to give
come on and broad brush a whole nation of hating each other. I don't hate Catholics and I don't hate nationalists. I have Catholic friends, Catholic nationalists, good people all over this country. I don't hate them. So, but I know about Stormont. I mean, whether I disagreed with singing the national anthem yesterday or not, personally, I wouldn't have done it. It was a remembrance service. But we'll leave that at that. But that's a choice of matter. And I've been down south at football games. I've been down south at rugby games. And I've stood for the Irish national anthem. I don't hate them. I mean, it's my choice to do so. But for you to say hatred within a political chamber, it's just totally wrong. You should retract.
Don't they have an existential, they don't want, the one group wants the country to remain as Northern Ireland and the other group wants it to be Ireland. So that they,
yes, exactly. Political.
Yeah, unlike our Labour and Conservative and everything, they don't want the country to be broken up, do they? So fundamentally...
Hold on, George.
Fundamentally, our political structure is working towards the one country, whereas your political structure is working towards... Your two factions are working in direct diametric opposites. Why can't you see that? Why can you? How is it logical to expect two groups that have fought a war between each other and have serious diametric opposites to agree on anything? If you hate someone or you're jealous of someone or whatever, well, no matter what they say or do, you're just going to hate them, aren't you? So that's...
Again, David, know what you're speaking about. One of the largest parties at Westminster at the moment is working towards the break of the United Kingdom. So there, it's happening within the Westminster Parliament as well. The SNP, I think, is 55 MPs working towards the break of the United Kingdom. So again, you've jumped in with both feet, not knowing what you're talking about, saying that our political system is working towards one.
Welcome to the Nolan Show, David. But I'm sure this is a new experience for you. But look, I'll tell you what, David, what's really interesting, when we get someone like you, in other words, an outsider, from Northern Ireland.
Well, I thought I was British.
Yeah, but I'm talking about in terms of Northern Ireland, right? You're clearly not from Northern Ireland, so you'll be seen as an outsider in this programme. There will be some people, and it's just really interesting this, it's nearly funny actually, that when an outsider attacks this wee country, both sides in this wee country, they stop attacking each other, and what do? They round on you. You see, Northern Ireland knows how to bond.
Okay, so why did they sing that anthem then? And why did people all apologising and not apologising? What were all your previous calls about?
He's bought.
People do care. You know, if some idiot...
Because actually you're a loyalist, George, but you don't support the singing of that national anthem yesterday.
Do you care particularly?
Do you, George?
Stephen, it was a personal choice. You know, if the programme was set out for to be a remembered service on Armistice Day, I was at the City Hall... I seen Sinn Féin, the DUP and others walk up Lay Rees and...
They didn't sing the national anthem at the City Hall yesterday, did they?
They never do, Stephen, they never do. I don't think it's on the programme.
Wasn't on the programme yesterday either.
Yes, well, that's what I'm saying.
How about Stormont?
It's on the programme. It's a personal choice.
Here's Bob, who supports Mr Exeter. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Stephen. I think it's hilarious that every morning on your show, people from the nationalist community and unionist community come on and tear each other apart, and then someone from outside comes in and makes what I think is a perfectly common sense point, and they unite together and tear them down.
Well, what's funny about that?
Well, what he's saying is perfectly true. The fact of the matter is 70% of Northern Irish people more just work their day and don't think too much about flags or the constitutional question or how they can get at the other community. But come election time, David, I think, is perfectly right. We vote in these tribal lines, which just continues the hate. Maybe hate is too strong a word.
And yet people like you, I think people like you get wound up about it.
No, I'm not wound up. I think it's hilarious. I agree with David.
No, Una.
I think everyone at David's
Una.
Viewpoint.
Not you.
Northern Ireland would be the perfectly normal
not
part
you.
Of the UK.
Una.
Stephen, can I come in here?
Well, that's you. You're Una, aren't you?
Yes, I'm trying to speak, but this guy keeps talking over me. Stephen, people make these sweeping assumptions, and they shouldn't do it, because we are not all, you know, one camp or another camp. We are a various bunch of people. We have different opinions. We have different aspirations. It's more nuanced than a blunt instrument from Exeter can understand. And I don't think he'll ever understand what this country is like and what this people is like. And don't get me wrong. We are completely expert at being stupid and silly in the things that we do. But not all of us. And not all of us vote tribally, and not all of us hate each other.
Something a child would say. Not all of us. You can't say.
Well, then why did you say that? Say and say over there. You're so ignorant.
My point is, there will come a day when new people are born in this country, have never known any of these terms or anything, and will not be able to understand.
Okay.
What this was all
Listen,
about.
Listen, thank you, Mr. Exeter. Welcome to the Nolan Show.